Hello, and welcome to Music Business. Today, we will be discussing the pros and cons of major labels versus independent labels and what that means for you, the artist, or a team representing an artist. Let's talk about the major labels, the tried and true major record labels that have been around for decades and decades and decades. I'm talking about Universal Music Group, Sony, Warner. These are all established major labels that were around before the concept of an independent artist was even fathomable. I'm going to share some successful artists on major labels to give us that aha moment of what we're talking about. For example, Drake. He's signed to Universal Music Group with Republic Records. So Republic Records sits underneath Universal Music Group's massive umbrella, which obviously we know Drake and Universal Music Group have a massive global reach and strategy. They have a very strategic label deal. Another artist, Taylor Swift. She's under Republic as well. She started on Big Machine, which was indie, but not major backed. However, they were financially backed. And once she got where she was going, she signed over to a major label situation. So this transition allowed her to have full control or more control than she would have because she didn't start at Republic Records. She started at a more indie label, Big Machine, and then sold to Republic later, which we will definitely go into that style hybrid of indie to major later in this episode. Another artist that I want to bring up that is very successful under the major labels is Dua Lipa. She's signed to Warner. She pushed heavy with major label marketing and playlisting. They got her songs with icons and legends like Elton John. Another major artist is The Weeknd. He's on Republic as well. He did use indie branding early on and then leveraged that major label power. And I think we're going to keep this theme coming back. So when we're thinking about the pros and the cons of major labels and independent labels, there is a middle ground to both of them if done properly, which we will get into. But right now we're talking about artists that have been successful on major labels, and we would be remiss without mentioning Miss Billie Eilish at Interscope. Obviously, she was backed early in the industry with major resources, and they did a standard launch with her and a really nice job. Post Malone was another one. I think sometimes we think Post Malone is an independent artist. He has an independent vibe to him, which I think is great that he was able to maintain that artistry while being signed to Republic under Universal Music Group. But he was heavily marketed and playlisted through his major label backing of Republic Records. Same with Ariana Grande. She benefited from major label budgets and strategic collaborations, which made her successful. She may not have had the opportunity to collaborate and put out the visuals and, you know, the stunning, iconic looks if she wasn't booked back then by a major label. Who would Ariana be today if she was an independent artist? We'll never know. Now that we've identified successful artists as examples under major labels, let's talk about the pros that got them there. There are several pros to a major label, several pros that you cannot obtain in an independent label structure and strategy. So let's roll on in with some pros. The first one being a massive budget. If you are a major label and you have an artist that is succeeding in the market, they will invest more and more money behind this massive artist with a massive budget to open up space for the artist to start recording, marketing, promotion, whatever that artist needs, they will double down and invest in because they know darn well that they'll be getting that money back. And you cannot compete. Most of these independent labels cannot compete with the massive budgets that the major labels have. That's pretty obvious. I think that's a normal pro. I also want to talk about global reach as another pro for a major label. Global reach is something that's very hard to master. It's easy to obtain on an independent level as far as trying to find your tribe across America and your fan base across America and the globe. But to actually make a global impact and have a global reach with traction, it's nice to have facets of a major label that are all across the globe. Universal Music Group has departments all over the globe, so that global reach can be priceless. In addition to that global reach, there's also industry connections and industry reaches that you cannot obtain as an independent artist, as well as a major label can with their decades of experience beyond what most independent artists have had. Major labels have direct links to the top producers, songwriters, and brands. Imagine waving a wand and putting everybody that's ever succeeded in music in one room, every single Grammy winner in one room from your pick to compose another smash hit. You're setting yourself up with success by having your industry connections be any and everybody that you want because there's money behind it. There's a brand behind it. Everybody wants to work with the major labels when it comes to songwriting, production. That's how the bills get paid. So it makes sense that those industry connections are going to be far more profitable for the artists that are participating, the producers, the songwriters, even the brands. They're going to want to go with a major label because the budget's simply larger most of the time. There's also marketing power. They can take a song harder, better, faster, stronger than most independent artists operating on a small team. They also have the ability to hire influencers and to make hits go viral because of the budget and the cash flow behind the major label. So the marketing power is a lot stronger, and when you're trying to break through the clutter, the marketing power is a very important part of that. Even if you have this amazing body of work, you have all the industry connections, you have all the global reach, all the massive budget, if you're not breaking through the clutter with your marketing power, you're going nowhere. So these labels have the ability to market incredibly well above what an independent artist would generally have. And let's be honest, the major labels, they have prestige and validation. Being signed to a major can totally boost your credibility. All of a sudden, your brand deals are bigger, your artist deals are bigger, your shows are bigger, your merch is selling better. If you can say, hey, I'm an artist and I'm signed to Universal Music Group, that means something. That means you are someone. And that's to be recognized in the industry, and that is recognized in the industry. And I think that's a great thing. Stepping into the cons of the major label format, I do think that the artist loses control. They don't have the final say over their music, their branding, and their release. So it takes an artist that understands they're going to make music, but they're going to make the music that they're told to make, and that's going to be based on data and trends in the marketplace of what their fans and their lane and style of music is currently creating, generally. They also have lower royalties. One of the worst bank loans out there is a major label bank loan to an artist. And that's what an advance is. You don't make as much money because you signed away more of your portion of that song or of your brand to get advance money. So you're getting paid less because you signed over more, and you're also getting paid less because you have to recoup the cost from the record label first. So if you want a $100,000 music video artist, you got it. Here's a check, $100,000, go crazy. But guess what? That is the world's worst bank loan. You have to pay them that back. You have to hope that that song makes that much and pay them back that $100,000 before you even see a small percentage of anything that you made on that body of work. This impacts brand new artists, but it also impacts the legacy brands that are out there for artists. Everybody thinks all of these legacy brands that have billions of streams across time, these artists are rich and famous and making all this money, but in fact, they could only be making 10% of the royalties that they receive on some of these songs, which is not a lot of money when you think about the pennies that that is coming together for the artists themselves compared to what the label takes away. This rolls us into another con, which is how long the contracts are. These contracts are very restrictive. They lock artists in for years, for albums, for years. sometimes all aspects of their business at a 360 deal, they are locked in for as long as that label chooses to control them. And they can get out. You can get out of it. You can try to get out of it. And that's going to cost you attorneys and money. And if you're trying to get out of it as an independent artist or a major label artist that wants to become independent, that's going to cost you some serious cash. Another con is the industry politics. Let's say you sign to Universal Music Group, you sign to the Sony Music Group. Congratulations, you are at the top of the top of the top of the record labels in the music industry. But within your own record label, there are other record labels and other artists that are vying for attention and cash flow within those major labels. So therefore, there becomes this gatekeeping situation, favoritism situations. There's internal bureaucracy where even if you're an independent artist signed to a major label, you're still having to fight and claw through your own industry politics to make your music and your brand heard and important to that label. So not only are you trying to gather fans, you're also trying to gather respect of your record label to make sure that you're of high priority and importance to them. Which brings me into my final con, which is your shelving risk. So let's say you're not good at industry politics. You have a high potential to be shelved. And it's a shelving risk that you take when you sign that major label contract. If you're not a priority, if you are not putting in the work, if things that you are doing are not popping off socially or online or streaming wise, your music may never get the budget that it deserves behind it. It may never actually even get released. And all those songs that you wrote or produced or made in composition in their entirety are the label's property, and they can choose to have you release it or not. They can shelf that. Sometimes major labels will even find artists that they like, but they compete with another artist that they have, and they will purchase that artist, make them think that they're going to be the next big thing, and then shelf them because that was just going to be competition for an artist that they already had up and running in a similar lane. And that's not going to happen on the independent record label side because you are in charge of your releases as an independent artist with a small team or running solo. Which brings me into indie label. There's a lot of pros between indie labels. And when I say indie labels, I don't mean somebody doing it in their bedroom. It could be that as well. But there are very successful artists in the indie label space. So indie doesn't necessarily mean not profitable. It just means not major label scale. So smaller independent labels that are self-releasing through distribution services are called indie labels, not major labels, which are distributed obviously through the majors with unlimited bank accounts and everything that we had just discussed. So let me share some examples of successful indie artists that you've heard of, just to give you an idea that indie doesn't necessarily mean DIY. Chance the Rapper is an independent artist, and he really did a great job leveraging a direct-to-fan model with sponsorships that allowed him to bankroll what he would have received from a major label to independently release and promote and market his music. Another two artists are Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. They self-released as an independent artist and then later partnered with ADA and Warner for distribution. So they took a part of their music and a part of the whole piece of the pie as an artist and gave a fraction of that to Warner for distribution after they had gotten to a certain level. Actually, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis proved indie artists can win Grammys. I could do a full episode on Grammys with independent and major label, and maybe we will at some time if that's of any interest to you guys. Sound off in the comments for what you'd like to hear, if that, or any other topics in the music business. Getting back to popular independent artists, Frank Ocean He was formerly with Def Jam. He was able to buy out his contract and then self-release. But Def Jam definitely gave him a platform to stand on, and I'm sure it took a pretty penny to get out of that contract. Another independent artist, let's hear it for the Midwest, Tech N9ne, Strange Music. Tech N9ne built an indie empire consistently through his music, but also touring and merch. Touring and merch are some of the largest revenue streams that an artist will get, and generally they're not part, unless it's a 360 deal, generally that's not part of a major label or an indie label's rights to have the artist touring and merch, at least not a large percentage of it. So Tech N9ne was able to survive and thrive because he had touring, which he could get bodies in the building, which is its hard task in itself, and as well as a healthy merch line, which means he had fans that didn't just like his stuff on Instagram, but actually went to the cart and put in his, let's say, $35 merchandise t-shirt and purchased it. So those are some examples of independent artists that are successful. And a lot of them, as you heard, did work a strategy with either going from a major label to independent or independent to major. However, there are examples, like we went over with Chance the Rapper, and that never actually was signed to a major label and still is independent today and obviously cash flow positive for a music artist, which is the goal. So some pros to the indie label side of things would definitely be, as an artist, first and foremost, the creative freedom. You control your sound, you control your image, you control your release schedule. That could be good or bad, depending on how motivated and independent you are, but you do have creative freedom. You also have higher royalties because you're the ones that own your body of work, so you keep a bigger share, if not all, of streaming and sales revenues. That's including additional revenues that don't exactly match the bodies of work that you're producing and releasing. That could also be your merchandise, your shows. Some of these major labels have 360 deals, which means that even your shows and your merchandise are encompassed in the money that the major label is allowed to take. You don't have that in an indie label. All of those revenues are yours. Maybe you're paying off a portion to your booking agent, or maybe you're paying off 20% to your manager to ink that deal, but that's 80% of the revenue you're keeping, which in a major label situation, you would only be keeping about 20%. So you can see the flip in percentage that makes an indie label more attractive than a major label. But then you also have less reach as well. So there is that trade-off. One of the other major pros is your direct fan connections. You're more focused on building a loyal fan base versus a mass appeal, so you can be your more authentic self to gravitate your brand towards a loyal fan base that will really love and respect you. You can survive as an artist on a loyal fan base. You don't need a mass appeal to cash flow positively in the music industry as an independent artist. You just need a loyal fan base. And you have that direct to fan connection where you can be who you want to be and control your brand if you're an independent artist. You also have more flexible deals. Each song that you work on can be its own deal. It can be less restrictive than the major labels. Each show you work on can be its own deal. Each brand deal you have can be its own deal. Each merch drop can be its own deal. You're not tied down to this certain percentage that you signed your life away for whenever you sign that major deal. You also get a more artist-centric vibe, which I think society over the past decade and a half with social media and streaming services, they want their artists to be authentic and hold integrity over commercial formulas of music. So you get a more authentic artist approach through an indie label that can really penetrate the market and create a loyal fan base. There are some major cons to the indie labels, so let's talk about those. The cons of an independent record label or being an independent artist are the fact that you have smaller budgets. There's less money for production, marketing, and promotion. You're generally not a billion-dollar company, a $100 million, multi-million-dollar major record label that's had decades and decades of experience. You are a small production, marketing, and promotion house as an independent record label. And that is a lot of work. Even with a small team, there's still a lot of tasks that have to be done. And to penetrate the market is challenging. There's also a limited reach. We talked about this earlier in the episode. It's hard to get global recognition as an independent artist as quickly and as prominently as a major record label artist would have. It's harder to break in to mainstream media, not just across the globe, but also actually in America or wherever you are based out of. I'm based in Los Angeles, California, so I'm using this from an American independent artist standpoint in these examples, but it's hard to break mainstream media and radio in your own country as well as globally. And it's more work for the artist. One of the major cons is that you have to handle your business, your branding, your strategy. And if you're an artist, especially an independent artist with the freedom and the creativity, the business side may not be your strength. And if you are tapping into somebody on the business side, it may not be the person that knows the best in the music business. It may be a buddy or a friend from your hometown that you trust that's handling your business and branding. Maybe you have an intern doing your social media instead of coming up with a branding strategy. It's a lot of hustle. It's a lot of work to be an independent artist. And there's fewer resources. Smaller teams means limited access to high-level industry players. It means having to figure out some things on your own, trial and error, seeing what works, seeing what doesn't. Another major con, and one of the most, I think, important major cons when we're talking about minor indie labels, is the fact that it's hard to go viral. Without major label backing, without the cash flow going to social media platforms, without the cash flow going to Spotify and Apple Music, despite the fact that all these places say, you know, they're not taking money, without a major label backing, it is tough to gain massive exposure virally. You could have a hit or two, but those hits or two that are making you go viral will not create the longevity that you need to be a legacy brand or doing this in the long run for the long time, making sure that that song lasts timelessly and forever. So without a major label, it's tough to gain massive exposure. So which one's right? Which one's better? And is there a blend of both? It really just depends on what your goals are as an artist. And one thing that Momo Entertainment does is we will privately and independently consult for these independent artists to see what makes the most sense with their goals and the direction that they should take, whether that is an independent label or signing to a major. It depends on the artist's goals. And if the artist wants creative control and long-term ownership, indie is definitely going to be the play. But if you want global fame, big budgets, and major industry support, a major label can help. But the cost is for control and profits. If you're an artist that doesn't want to adapt and have somebody tell you what to do, then you need to stay independent. If you're willing to give up some creative control for global fame and larger budgets, you can take that risk of being a major label artist that your label will hopefully bankroll and support. If you have money, success, and an audience already, if you've built that, staying independent or leveraging a hybrid may be the way to maximize those profits while keeping in control. And you can be using major label strategies without signing away any ownership. That would be the blend of the two. So all of this to say, it really depends on the artist and what their short-term and long-term goals are. Whether staying as an independent artist or moving to a major label or a hybrid of the two is right for them. And if you're an independent artist or an indie label, feel free to reach out. Find me on social media at The Real Momo ENT. That's THEREALMOMOENT on all social platforms. Or sound off in the comments here and I'll reach out to you and we will start a conversation on what makes the most sense for you as an artist or you as an independent record label. And if you're a major label and would like to also discuss the avenues that you could take to have independent artists join your team, if that makes sense to you, I'm here for that as well. Have a great day. See you next week on Music Business.